let's move on to Dutova.
Why won't you talk to me? Let me know what you need. Here for you all the time. Call my number if you please. The price paid for my selfish ways.
Dutova. So let's see, this was kind of a bit of an anti-love song, which was a nice break at this point while listening to the songs. But the lyrics were kind of, well, they were a little generic, I felt, overall. Nothing really stuck out at me as being like an interesting phrase or use of words. The only thing that really caught my attention at all was the change of I'm sorry to not sorry on the final repetition of the verse. Other than that, it just kind of felt generic. The music was kind of generic too, actually. I'm not even sure what the I just can't bend the knee actually means in this case. I'm assuming that it means that I can't propose to you, because I couldn't think of anything else that was appropriate here. But it didn't really feel like that was actually what the song had set it up for. I don't know. Other people might have a different attitude towards that. That was just kind of my gut feeling.
Yeah, I came across with the same sort of feeling about that. And I think there's another song or two in this fight that sort of uses the whole bend the knee as a proposal sort of suggestion.
Yeah, but in those cases, you know, it was clear. I guess it's, you can say that it's clear because I can't think of what else it would be.
What about you, Ryan?
I thought that drum machine is criminally awful. The verses are too boring and repetitive, but I like the chorus. I like the chorus a lot. There's way too much reverb on the vocal track. And that's all right. You know, in general, the song kind of hits one mood and sticks to it throughout the song.
Yeah.
So not a lot to grab the attention. But I do really like the melody of the chorus. You know, redeeming factor is that if you stick around for the chorus, then it's worthwhile.
I thought the bridge was a nice break.
Yeah. I don't know. My opinions on this song seem to have already been stated. It sounded incredibly generic to me. It's... I'm really bored of this kind of anti-love song just from being stuck in clothing stores and listening to the radio. Honestly, like, I liked some of the individual pieces I thought were good, but the way they were put together was just sort of repetitive and boring, and the lyrics were really boring. So, generic song.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons it came off as boring is there's really not a lot of variance sonically between the various elements. Like, it's hard to tell where one part of the song comes in and another part ends. There's not an additional set of elements that get added to the chorus. Like, you know, there's some tactics like during the chorus you double the vocals, or you add harmony parts, or you add instrumentation, or you come up with a different guitar sound or a different drum pattern. And, you know, I don't think any of those things got really done. And it was all sort of samey throughout most of the song. And Ryan said he liked the melody on the chorus. And I think I didn't even know the chorus had a different melody until I really listened a couple times. Like, for me, it was just all this homogenous blob. And I thought, like, some of the sound choices he made I thought were good. Like, I liked the fuzz guitar with the bloopy synth elements mixed together, and I thought the bass came through really nicely and it was nice and clear, although the bass parts are kind of boring and repetitive. I also liked the synth solo at the end, so there were definitely some high points to the song, but there just wasn't enough variation to hold my interest, which I think is why a lot of us found it a bit boring.
I think what you call the synth solo is what I was calling the bridge, so I think that's the part that we both agree on was a nice highlight of the song.